The Irish Times, Election 2011, Constituency Profiles.
Marie O'Halloran, Dublin North East. This is a three-seater constituency. It's an urban constituency. It takes in Darndale, Raheny, Portmarnock, Howth, Sutton and Baldoyle. And parts of Portmarnock and Balgriffin were added in the constituency boundary division the last time. Traditionally, politically, this has been a Fianna Fáil constituency. However, back in the year of the spring tide, as they called it, Tommy Bruin and Sean Kenny won two seats for Labour. They're the same two candidates who are running again. Tommy kept his seat right the way through, and Sean Kenny is running again, having won the local elections with a vote of almost 4,500 when the quota was 1,800. So they're in a good position. The Dublin North East grandee is Dr. Michael Woods, the great surviving TD and minister of successive Fianna Fáil governments. He has finally bowed out. In 2007, in the election, Martin Brady narrowly lost his seat to Fine Gael TD Terence Flanagan. Terence will keep his seat. Tommy Bruin is expected to top the poll, and the battle will be for the third seat. That battle will come down to Sean Kenny, Sinn Féin's Larry O'Toole, and Éireann Power is in with a fighting chance. She is the sole Fianna Fáil candidate now, replacing Michael Woods. This is quite an interesting constituency for independents. For example, there is a new group, New Vision. In this constituency, the independents include Eamon Blaney, son of Neil T. Blaney, the former minister and TD in Donegal North East. He's running as part of New Vision. You also have a left-wing candidate, United Left Alliance, that's Brian Green, who polled reasonably well in the local elections in the Fingal area. He has now moved into Dublin North East. The other independent running is Jimmy Geeran, formerly a Fianna Fáil member, who will actually eat into Éireann Power's vote in the Howth, Sutton, middle-class areas such as that. That's his base as well as her base. The big battle at the end of the day will be for the last seat, and depending on how all the independents and the left-wing votes go, plus the vote for David Healy, who's running for the Greens, and he's also running out chasing the vote that would have been traditionally a Fianna Fáil vote. Depending on how those transfers go, Larry O'Toole of Sinn Féin, who's a long-time councillor for that area, could come out on top, or else, if the transfers go the right way, that both Tommy Bruin and Sean Kenny will be re-elected, having both won the seat in 1992 during the spring tide.